Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. The latest on the coronavirus pandemic in New Jersey, whether we're at the peak of the outbreak or not, is still being debated. But a return to anything resembling normal is not likely anytime soon. Later today, Governor Murphy is expected to announce a decision on reopening schools. You're not likely to be sending the kids off to the bus stop anytime soon.
I just don't see. I mean, I'd take my cues from the health experts, and I'll continue to. I don't see a normal, even if it were to take place, a normal gathering in the foreseeable future. I just don't see it.
Murphy's getting a lot of inquiries from parents about high school seniors regarding sports, graduation, prom. If you're starting to go stir crazy, you are not alone. Everybody's looking forward to being able to reopen the state, but the governor's also warning getting back to normal will not be normal at all.
The governor says even after we start to open up the economy again, social distancing and face coverings may have to continue for several months or longer.
I don't know that we're going to anytime soon go back into the, what I love, by the way, I have to say, big handshake, kiss on the cheek, hug, high fives. I think that's postponed for the foreseeable future.
I'll be the happiest guy in the world if I'm wrong, says Murphy, but I just don't see a normal gathering taking place for quite a while. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A ghastly find at a nursing home in Sussex County. Acting on an anonymous tip, police found 17 bodies piled up inside a small morgue at the Andover Subacute and Rehab Center. The New York Times first reported some of the bodies had been stored in an unrefrigerated shed. Police didn't find that the case. Congressman Josh Gottheimer told NBC New York he got a call from one of the facility's administrators asking for more body bags. A total of 68 people to that nursing home have died, including two nurses. State and local health officials have launched an investigation. Nursing homes and long-term care facilities have been hit particularly hard by the outbreak. The state health commissioner says the majority have at least one confirmed infection. Many of them have a lot more. In-person visits have been banned. Family members say they have a hard time getting any information out of the facilities. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
We had some light showers pop up early this morning across New Jersey, but it looks like those have just about fizzled out at this point. We'll see sun and clouds today, maybe a few showers this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be cool and breezy at times, with highs only around 50 degrees. Clear, calm, and even colder tonight. A frost or freeze likely away from urban and coastal areas tonight, with lows 30 to 35 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and dry to start, with highs again near 50. Then rain returns tomorrow afternoon through tomorrow night and early Saturday morning. Might get a little windy Saturday morning, too. Slow clearing Saturday afternoon with highs lower to mid-50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
Bayonne 43, Southampton 42, Bound Brook is 40. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent right to your smartphone. The download is free from New Jersey 101.5.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.